Most of you, I'm sure, are aware there's been a lot of debate about the potential value for risk, and this is not prognostic risk, although there's a lot of debate about risk profiling and prognosis, as we've just heard, but disease risk profiling and its potential benefit using genes, common risk alleles that confer moderate or low increases in risk of breast cancer. And kind of broadly speaking, the poor discrimination of common low-risk genes is thought to be a major problem, and I'll come on to that in a moment and what that actually means. But as I hope I'll convince you in 20 minutes, discrimination is not the only criterion that means that a test has clinical utility. So the question is whether these low-risk genes can be used, low-risk alleles, I should say, really, can be used, whether they have clinical utility, and just because the discrimination isn't great doesn't mean to say they aren't potentially useful. So